This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is like what is that? Who's try that again, Doug?
Words are
it's
hard.
Seven of the. I was thinking about guess who's coming to dinner. That was it's like guess who's coming to breakfast. I'm coming over and I want blueberry pancakes. Victoria Keelan, what do you want for breakfast? Let's get our order in right now. Yeah, come on.
I'm gonna make myself too hungry. No, I had the most delicious waffle the other day. I thought of Kara because we both like waffles, but yes.
Kara, you want waffles too? Put the order in right
I'll
now.
I'll take some. Sure. Send them over.
Okay. So that's it. Kara, Victoria, Doug all want something special for breakfast. Jennifer's not here today. Back on the morrow, it would seem. So, Victoria, what do we have that you'd like to... my antennas, the tinfoil is up, and I want to know what direction my tinfoil should be headed.
Well, point it towards the sky, because we're going to talk about some airplane stuff. And, of course, the two U.S. airlines, American and Southwest, who are flying these 737 MAX 8s, they have both issued sort of interesting statements. American Airlines has 24 of these new 737 MAX 8s. You've been on one, right? Yeah, they're terrible.
I've been on two of them now. Yeah.
So they issued a statement saying that they're continuing to collaborate with the FAA and other authorities, but they have full confidence in the aircraft. Now, Southwest took a harder stance. They have 34 of these 737 MAX 8s in their fleet. They say they're not changing anything. They're not grounding anything in the fleet. They say that they believe that they have full confidence in the safety of their entire fleet. Southwest has a lot of delays recently because they don't have enough mechanics, and they have planes that are just not being serviced and on time and all kinds of stuff. But it is interesting that both of those airlines have said we're not making any real changes until we know more.
Think of how it would look for bookings. They're doing this is a PR stunt for both of them. PR for both Southwest and American has been very bad lately, and deservedly so. American has one issue after another with flight attendants doing stupid things. The El Paso to Dallas thing last week with a woman that had a rash is the latest in how they look stupid. And Southwest isn't much better when it comes to... there's always an issue with fat people on Southwest for whatever the reason. You're too fat, get off the plane, you know, that kind of stuff.
What's his name? The director, Kevin Smith. Didn't he have a problem with being kicked off of a Southwest plane, too? And it went viral, and it looked horrible for the airline because he's got a huge social media following.
Yeah. Well, see, but the thing is they're almost immune from negative publicity because the government has allowed them to consolidate upon consolidate upon, so there's no real competition anymore. If you go online, which I did because I have to fly next, I don't know, 2 weeks from now from L.A. to Salt Lake City, so I don't use that route very often, and I normally fly American just because it's easier for me to get an upgrade. I have so many miles, so that's what I don't like them, but I take them. I will tell you, the experience I had last night was the best I'd had in a long time. And you know what? All the difference in the world comes from the attitude of the flight attendants. They were both pleasant, fun, polite, not overly done. They just were nice, and they paid attention, and... You know, I don't really want to get bothered. I want to get on the plane, give me a drink, give me the hot towel so I can clean my ears, and then, you know, leave me alone. Give me something to drink, and I'm all set. I'm a happy camper. And so bring you dinner, you have that, but it was the way it was done. It wasn't over. It was refreshing, frankly. And isn't that an awful statement for somebody who spends as much money flying back and forth as I do, much time in airlines and airplanes, and that it isn't really much of fun, and all the people that I know of who fly a lot say the same thing. It's like a bus in the air. And it used to be so special, but so many people, you know, they sucker you in. They did that by making flights cheap in the late 60s and 70s. And then when the fuel crunch came around in the 70s, they went nuts with the prices and people stopped flying. And now they want to bring them back in again. But they have on up, you know, two or three after the shutdown in 2008 or the slowdown. Things weren't great. American was the last of all the big airlines to go bankrupt. Southwest has never gone bankrupt, at least not yet. But there's only Southwest and Delta and United, basically, although JetBlue has come on strong. And the reason they have is because they offer good service. They go to places that people want to go, and they don't crazy overcharge you. But if you look on the websites for American, Southwest, United and Delta are going in the same place. The prices are all within 2 cents of the same. There's no competition anymore. It's all, you charge the same thing. So the only way they have of sucking you in, it seems to me, is the difference in how they serve you. And there really isn't much different. I had a friend of mine take a Delta flight from Cincinnati to Los Angeles for the event that we had last week. And he hadn't taken, he normally flies private jets, but he took the Delta. He said, wow, I haven't been on a Delta plane for 7 years, and this was awful. And that's what it is. It's just, it's cattle car stuff. So the reason I'm bringing that up is because in terms of Southwest or American, they got to give you the confidence of staying on the plane. I said to the pilot, I was on an A321 last night. I said to the pilot, I looked at him, and I said, I'm glad this isn't a MAX. And he looked at me, sort of cracked a smile. He says, well, I haven't flown a 737 for a long time. Because when they introduced the 321s, a lot of those pilots went over to the 321s or to the, you know, when they put the airlines, all of them together, American and U.S. Air and whatever else is in there. It was the original airline that came out of Phoenix. It was the one that started all
Frontier?
Of it. No, it was...
That's my only guess.
All right, so anyhow, I don't want to belabor this point. The point that I'm trying to make is that they cannot afford, with the commitment they've made, Americans has ordered 100 of these things, and they'll be supplied over the next 4 years. Southwest has ordered 140 of them, and they'll be supplied to them over the next 5 years. And they've sold over 2,000, I don't know, saw a number yesterday, 2,400 and something of these planes are on order already, because they are cheap to operate and you can cram more people into them, and that's what they all want to do. They don't give a damn whether you're comfortable or not. Just pay them, sit down and shut up. That's it. End of story. Anyway, meanwhile, back to this crash that occurred over the weekend. The investigation hasn't come up with anything because they haven't found the data recorder yet, right? I think they did find that
Monday.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So they'll figure it out and they'll have something to say about it. But in terms of having a great time on a plane, I'm going to check. And I don't know whether I said it yesterday. I wasn't going to fly on any of these eights. I don't want to fly on them because they're pieces of crap. In terms of being comfortable, passenger comfort.
And this is a question that I've seen popping up around all over news sites and stuff. So when you're booking a flight now, how do you know when it tells you what the aircraft
is?
You'll see 737-800.
You'll see 738. Is the designation. 738 is a 737-800. They will not tell you whether it's a MAX or not. They also have a new version called
the
NEO.
So not all the 800s are the MAXs?
No, not by a long shot. There are lots of...
So it's very difficult to really tell. Yeah,
you won't tell. Until you get on the plane, you try to sit down and get comfortable. Then you'll tell. So that's that story. It's 15 past the hour. More stories right around the corner here on the DJV program.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper. the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is an EJV program. Remember the song, In the Year 2525, If Man Is Still Alive? Either of you know that song? A lot of people listening.
No, but if they're only talking about the year 2025, it sounds like that was probably in the 60s. People thought we had
Zager
flying cars.
And Evans. Zager and Evans were the two guys who sang, In the Year 2525. Well, let's only move ahead to the year 2020, shall we? Milwaukee has been chosen to host the DNC's convention in 2020, next year already. Already. 2020, next year? National Committee Chairman Tom Perez made the announcement saying the Democratic Party is the party of working people. Yeah, okay. Right. No. I'm not going to get sold on that one. But anyway, the contenders will be there. I just think it's interesting they chose Milwaukee, which is a wonderful city if you've never been there. And I think the Republicans will be in, are going to be in Charlotte, right, if I'm not mistaken, for their convention. Also, for the year 2020, the Trump administration unveiling its budget, $4.75 trillion, of which almost a trillion is borrowed. It ought to be dead on arrival. That's the first. Well, he did one. This would be his third, though, actually. First one since the Democrats took over. They'll cut it up, chop it up, mess it up, move it around. The White House proposing a 5% budget cut for most federal agencies, with the exception of defense, which is, if there's a 5% cut that ought to be done, it should be 10% at the Defense Department, because there's so much waste and fraud and corruption there. My God, awful. And why do we, this is tax time, why do we take it? I ask the same question all the time. Why do we take this? Why do we sit down? You get snowed because so many of you think, oh, yeah, we got to have defense. Yeah, we do. We don't need to waste $300 billion, which is what happens according to the government's own accounting office. Please. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It tastes paradise. Put up a parking lot.
I don't love that.
Now, calm down.
Where's you, Miles? Stop, please.
Stop, please.
Well, I went to school with Miles yesterday. I should tell you that story after a while. Joni Mitchell is in the musical focus. We have every hour the pleasure of listening to a couple, three or four artists as we have time. Music news. A focus on Joni Mitchell's private gift of art and lyrics sent to friends. Soon going to be a book, a private gift from Joni Mitchell. It's going to be in book form, in bookstores this fall, called Morning Glory on the Vine, Early Songs and Drawings. Comes out October 22nd. So, just in time for, if you're a Mitchell fan, for a nice Christmas book collection. Is it one of those coffee table books, do you know, Victoria?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of Mitchell material from the 70s. That she sent out to friends. There were only 100 copies first time around. The release this year will include a new introduction by Joni and some more paintings not included in the original edition. This woman was pretty much a space cadet, and once she got around Mick Jagger, she really got hooked on drugs, and it affected a lot of her life. And if you look at some of the pictures that I remember seeing, I haven't seen this book, but I've seen her pictures. They are bizarre, man. Very. But the
I thought she
stuff,
did, like, watercolors and stuff.
Yeah, but some of the designs is kind of bizarre. You know, looking at the story in the picture, I guess that's it, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she is publishing a signed limited edition of Morning Glory on the Vine. Mitchell turned 75 last year, had a big birthday party, didn't she? You know what I remember?
There was a big concert. She wasn't there because she's not very well right now, there was a big concert.
Yeah.
I think it's going to air on TV, actually.
Yeah. Did anybody watch the Gladys Knight thing on Sunday? I didn't
Aretha?
Watch it.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, Aretha.
You must have been in the bathroom during John Legend because he was my favorite part of the whole thing.
I may have. I don't. He didn't even register with
me. He sang a cover of Aretha's cover of Bridge Over Troubled Water. It was phenomenal.
Well, remember, there were so many people standing around me blocking my view. That was one of my beefs with the whole thing. There were people wandering around me for sometimes I couldn't see anything on the stage for 3 or 4 minutes. But I don't remember
that section of it. What did you like best about it? What performance did you like?
Well, he was my favorite. I thought that, who else? I thought Celine Dion was good. I thought Kelly Clarkson was good. I didn't know the song Kelly sang, but that was a good song. Jennifer Hudson opened the show with three songs. She was phenomenal. She
was
incredible.
What do you think of Tyler Perry as a host?
I thought he was sweet. I thought he was nice.
Yeah. Okay.
The rest of it, Alessia Cara, she does not belong there.
Yeah. No.
Chloe and Halle, I'm about done with them because they're just so off-key, and they just scream, and I don't know.
So you thought I was right about all of that stuff.
Well, about the newer people, but...
Yeah.
But
all right, let's keep moving.
Overall, was okay.
Yeah. All right, so there's our attention to Joni Mitchell section. Now let's pay attention to the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame. Got a new lineup. Pair of stellar songwriters and blues icon will be the latest artist added to the Austin City Limits Hall of Fame ceremony set for next October. Four-time Grammy winner Lyle Lovett, who has more experiences on this music series than anybody else except Willie, will be honored alongside Sean Colvin and Buddy Guy, who both made their Austin City Limits debuts in 1991. And as in past years, the ceremony takes place at the live Moody Theater in downtown Austin, where they have all their shows. Host performers, presenters, additional guests announced later on when they get closer to the event. Musical highlights and inductions from the ceremony will be on PBS. I count being asked to perform on Austin City Limits as a major milestone in my career, says Sean Colvin, who will soon release an acoustic version of her debut LP, Steady On. This is a good song. Something to look forward to from Austin City Limits, 28 after the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most, baking cupcakes. She and her sister set up a food truck called Cupcakes for Courage and were doing well until the heavy hand of the law swooped in. The city of Chicago prohibits food trucks within 200 feet of any restaurant. And in that neighborhood, it means 97% of all streets are off limits. These gutsy gals looked through the lens of liberty and fought the city's attempt to protect favored businesses against competition. Court sided with the city, but Catherine gets the last laugh. Her baked goods sold so well, she now has two food trucks and two stores. The fight against government chipping away our freedom is needed in every town and neighborhood, including yours. Let's join that fight.
For more, check out our...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 40 nations have grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliners or ordered them not to fly in their airspace. This following Sunday's crash of an Ethiopian airliner that killed 157 people. The U.S. and Canada have not. Airline expert Scott Meyerowitz says the Federal Aviation Administration would step in if there's an inherent problem with the plane.
The FAA is really the gold standard for international aviation safety. And they're not going to go out there and let a plane keep flying that is going to be unsafe. However, they're also not going to jump the gun without any proof and ground a plane, especially considering Boeing is the largest exporter of any American goods, not just in aviation.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 96, the S&P is up 8, and the NASDAQ is up 33 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the reality of the real world here on the DJV program. I'm happy to be Doug Steffen. Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. And
I'm happy that you're happy that you're Doug Steffen.
Victoria Keelan is happy to be Victoria Keelan. That's a good thing. Kara Schillen, I know, is happy to be Kara Schillen. So welcome into... As a matter of fact, there's some cute things, Facebook postings that I put up of some of the events of this past week. On Facebook.com/DJV show is a picture also of Kara as a Daisy Scout, which is on Facebook. You want to see a cute young, just a very cute young lady. You can see Kara in all her finery. Facebook.com/DJV show. The podcasts continue as we love to put you in touch with some of the great things, the great moments of the DJV show. Check them out every day. DJVshow.com. These things are always tough. The daughter of George Foreman, her name was Frida. She committed suicide at the age of 42. That's George Foreman is 70. And he...
Is he? I thought he was like 80 or 80-something. I thought he was up there.
He'd been beaten up a lot. I thought she had, at first, and I don't know whether this is just me... but I was under the impression she was going to be like Ali's daughter. What's her name?
Layla Ali.
Became a boxer. Layla Ali, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That this young lady was going to try to follow in her father's footsteps. I think she did begin boxing professionally, and then she didn't last very long. Anyway, he posted on Sunday, George Foreman did, this first Sunday in 42 years without my Frida. She's with her maker now. And so, you know, there's all kinds of pictures that she posted and things. And just what it is a sobering reminder of how fragile life is. Even if you're having a wonderful life, there are still things about it. I mean, look at Luke Perry. He was here today and gone tomorrow, that kind of stuff. And the more often these things happen, the more you think to yourself, okay, what is there that separates me from that? What's the reality? And if you're not taking advantage and doing the best you can every day and enjoying yourself to the fullest extent that you can, having a good job and liking it, having good family and loving them, having great friends and understanding them and they understand you, that's it. You know, a couple of extra bucks maybe to spend here and there. Not everybody has that. I think we are not necessarily... I've been talking a lot lately and thinking a lot about the Pledge of Allegiance, where the part at the end was liberty and justice for all, which we don't have. We are much less free. I feel much less free than I did when I was younger. I really do. I feel like I'm
in what way, though?
Sometimes there's too much regulation, too much oversight, too much you can't do this, you can't do that. The government says this, and what? It's interesting you ask it that way, Victoria, because when I was on the plane yesterday, I was thinking about you and Kara, and how your life is. You've come to accept a lot of things as I did. I thought back to when I was a kid, and what my father said about life, and how. You know, the country was going to hell. Most generations think that everything is crap and it's going down the chute. And it turns out to not be that way. Although it seems to me we get further and further, just little bits and pieces at a time, to that end. And I guess the example I would use is the farming community, because you know that not only do I have a radio program and a podcast called the American Family Farmer Show, you can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's all about food, farms, family, that sort of thing. And there are so, the numbers are dwindling every day. Because you and I were just talking about this off the air.
Yeah.
You know, as much as we have a lot of people who listen to this program who are probably big Trump supporters, it's not adding up for me. It isn't because of the farm issue. The rest of this stuff, I mean, the wall and all that other, been spending money. I guess spending money on defense is something that sticks in my craw because of the waste and the fraud and the abuse. And it's just people blindly say, yes, we've got to protect ourselves from the boogeyman. We can really do a great job protecting ourselves from the boogeyman, spending about a third less money if we get a handle, if there's really good management. If Trump and his predecessor Obama and his predecessor Bush, I mean, that's really when the modern makeup, when Clinton was in, it was a modicum of, and Reagan as well. Reagan said, we have to make our defense stronger. Yeah, yeah. But did he spend tons more money? He proposed, but the Republicans in Congress didn't give him the money. Excuse me. Anyway, the point is that we have just all of this stuff around us. And we're so confronted with the day-to-day cycles of news and information, we are losing sight of where our food comes from. And family values have been lost, a lot of it because of big government. You asked me that question, what is different? What's different is that there are people who are saying no to lots of things just because they can, not because it makes any sense. And in terms of the farmer, I belong to the National Farmers Union, and also the American Farm Bureau Association, and both of them had scathing, when they looked at the budget proposals that came out this week from the Trump administration, they both had scathing comments about it, because once again, the farmers come out of the short end of the scoop. Where in the hell do you think our food's going to come from? You want to eat Monsanto stuff? Because that's where it's going. It's going in that direction, and it's going a lot faster than you think. Drive through New York State. Drive across the country. Now, one of the things that's going to change that is the focus on hemp and what it's doing, what it can do for our, not only our country, but around the world. To
that may be
medical.
A way for farmers who are losing their dairy farmers
but
and losing,
yeah.
You know.
I had a meeting last week with the people in the state, and they are so messed up. They're so confused. They don't have any leadership. The federal government.
So
okay,
new.
So we signed. No, it isn't new. Hemp and marijuana.
It's new in your state. I mean, it's new to them in your state. They don't know how to deal with it. I don't know why they're not bringing in experts from other states that have
been
growing.
They don't want to. They want to continue to keep their thumb on these people instead of having them survive and be viable. There is no reason in the world there should be any regulations whatsoever on the growing of hemp, because it's just like growing corn or any other commodity. And yet, because there's no leadership at the federal level on this, because Trump and his people don't give a damn about farmers. They really don't. And if you look at both of the major national farm organizations, we have lots of people listening to this program who are farmers. I have lots of coverage in the rural areas in this country through the Midwest, the Mid-South, and you all know as well as I do. You can say, oh, well, we got to stick with Trump. If you want to go down with the ship, I just hope somebody comes up with a viable candidate, because whether it's local, regional, national, my values are basic family farm values. I grew up on a farm, been around cows all my life. I have a farm now. I'm trying to make it viable. And in the face of government, just increasing government involvement, interference, whatever you want to call it, you know, it started to get really bad when Obama was president, and the EPA, they had such idiots running the EPA, and we still got idiots running it. They're supposed to drain the swamp. Well, whatever part of the swamp they're draining, it isn't affecting some of these clowns. So, anyway, do I sound like I'm angry? Yeah, I do, I guess, a little. I am angry.
But
because I don't want to see this part of American life go down
right.
the drain, and that's what's happening.
And,
plus,
you know,
it doesn't
you
bode well for any of you. Food-wise,
right.
Excuse me, Victoria.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you have every right to be angry. And, you know, you're in a position where you have other sources of income. But for other family farmers,
they have to get off the farm jobs.
Yep.
Truck
the
drivers.
The farms get repossessed, and then they have to come up with some other way of making a living.
Yeah, and then they get developed. So.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I've had my say. It's not a good picture. And the budget is ridiculous. It does point to the fact that these people don't know anything about agriculture. They care about helping their friends politically. The amount of money that's set aside to help. There was $634 million of aid in the last farm bill that went to people that had no right to a penny of it. Meanwhile, the family farmers that are, you know, basically drowning and got nothing, basically, a pittance. It's pathetic. It really is. And it's a wake-up call for people who want to know how, you know, think about your food source, where you get your food. Do you know where it comes from? Do you know what's in it? Those sorts of things. Good questions. 44 after the hour on the DJV program.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt? I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Children being treated for cancers or other conditions which could affect fertility now have options to preserve it, thanks to a new program at the Mayo Clinic Children's Center. Pediatric gynecologist Dr. Ozma Javid.
We can now offer experimental and hopefully soon to be standard techniques to even young children. As cancer survivors increase in numbers and childhood cancer survival rates improve, we know one of the biggest things that people think about cancer survivors think about is their ability to have children in the future.
The program enables girls to save a piece of ovarian tissue. Pediatric urologist Candace Granberg explains the process for boys.
We actually have to take out a part of their testicle and send it off to the lab and cryopreserve some of it and send some of it off for research.
The hope is that the tissue can be re-implanted in the future and become active to produce children. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expect in spring 2019 in limited quantities.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Positive thought of the day. It still holds true that man is most uniquely human when he turns obstacles into opportunities. Eric Hoffer said that, and I think it's very appropriate in light of the conversation we were just having. Here's the good and the bad. I tend to drum a little bit on the negative side when it comes to social media, because I think there's too much of it, and I think it's damaging more often than not. I think it drives fear of crime. It drives all kinds of stuff. A lot of stats show that people are just afraid, and the fear comes from a lot of the stuff that's in social media. So here's a good... I love this one. Here's a good one. If you are on Twitter, you can find the story of this boy in Texas who boosted business at his family's donut shop. He posted a picture of his sad dad, and as a result of that, hundreds of thousands of supporters are now following this boy. His name is Billy, and his father's donut shop in Missouri City, Texas. As a matter of fact, business wasn't good, so he shared the shop's address and Instagram page. And well, he wanted to stir up some local publicity. He has 2 million followers now after 2 days.
Wow.
The picture went viral, and pictures of the donuts and what's in the donut shop and all of that stuff. And at the moment, I'm on his site. 1,862 people are on it right now talking about the donuts and the donut shop. The father was upset because nobody was coming to the new donut shop that he just opened it up. And now, apparently, they're getting killed with business. So that's not, slammed with business, better. So I thought that was kind of a cool side of social media.
Way to go, kid.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's face the music here. It's Tech Talk time. And here to help us face the music, that is the information that's important that you can have to sort of progress in your world of understanding what's going on in technology, is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen with a DirecTV. Here we go. These guys. Boo. Everybody. One, two, three. Boo. Right? Isn't that what they deserve? A big boo.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plan works out. So here's what's going on. DirecTV Now, which is the app that if you don't have to have DirecTV, you can have DirecTV Now, just an app on your phone or on your TV, phone, laptop. They are gearing up for a price hike. This is not something anybody ever wants to hear, but it's going to be an additional $10 per month. That's a huge increase. We're used to Netflix where it goes up $1 or $2, but a $10 hike, that's a lot. However, what they're doing to soften the blow is included in that $10 price hike, you will actually get a free subscription or an included subscription to HBO. Now, AT&T is restructuring how all of these current packages on DirecTV Now work because they have Warner Media. Warner Media is the new gigantic conglomerate of AT&T and Time Warner, and now it's called Warner Media. It includes HBO and DirecTV, and there's all kinds of stuff involved in it. So that's really where the changes are coming from. So the first new package that they're putting out is going to be called DirecTV Now Plus. It will give you 40 channels, including HBO, and that will be $50 per month. This is in a direct, they're kind of in direct competition now with, I don't know if you've seen those ads for Sling TV. I have PlayStation View. It's the same type of thing. And so it's basically watching all of the cable channels on an app. And the second package is DirecTV Now Max. That gives you 50 channels, also including HBO, and that's $70 a month. So both of these price tiers are $10 more. They're going up from what current subscribers pay. The new rate will go into effect on April 12th, and bundling in HBO is actually a way that AT&T is trying to gain subscribers because DirecTV Now has lost a lot of subscribers. They lost 267,000 subscribers in the fourth quarter of last year. I don't know that raising the prices by $10 a month is the answer to get them back, but hey, that's what their plan
is.
Our
service is terrible. People are leaving, so we're losing money. We'll charge
the
people who stayed more money. Yeah, that's very smart.
So hey, Warner folks. Media, yeah, I know, right? So Warner Media, is their streaming service is going to launch in beta mode at the end of the year. That will introduce three new streaming subscription packages that will basically revolve around HBO. HBO is their cash cow, and that's what they're really putting all their attention to. AT&T and Warner Media are also planning to invest $150 million into original content that will see on HBO that will see an increase of 50% of original content. Now that's going up directly against Netflix and Amazon Prime. So that's where we're at, and everyone's paying more money for it.
Ah, super. Here's Google releasing a new Chrome update to fix a bug that made users vulnerable to hackers.
The Geek Out.
Software update alert. If you are a user of Google's Chrome browser on Windows, macOS, or Android, please go complete an update now. Google is urging all users to install an update to the Chrome browser immediately after it was discovered a vulnerability was actually being exploited. Without bogging down into the nerdy details, basically it gives hackers access to files stored on a user's computer and the potential for launching malicious code. Now, Chrome is pretty good at doing updates automatically, but users should manually check and complete the update now if it hasn't done so already. If you need some help in accomplishing that, we've posted a link with instructions to update your Chrome browser now on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
All right, back to Victoria's Focus, and here's an Apple story. If you like what we need is more from Apple, well, you're going to get it at the end of this month, right?
Yep, they've announced that on March 25th, it's expected that they're going to announce the long-rumored TV streaming, Apple TVs, and there's also a new Apple News subscription service. There's a chance that we might get to see some revamped AirPods. They always usually throw in some other products as well. The long-delayed AirPower wireless charging pad, we've all been waiting for that, and a new entry-level iPad. So along with the TV service, Apple News subscription is going to be like a Netflix-style bundle, but for magazines and subscription newspapers that will all be in one convenient place. So an early report from the Wall Street Journal said that Apple was having trouble with negotiations, reportedly demanding 50% of the revenue from the service. Yeah. So we'll see where how that goes.
All right, that's well, huh? Hunga bunga. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.